Aircheckdownloads.com.
Europe's number one station, BBC Radio 1 FM.
the Search, it's 1990, and that's Lindisfarne from 1972. Of the day, this is the Skater's Waltz by Volt Teufel. So there you go. 27 minutes to 6 o'clock in the lovely morning. Nice to be awake at this time, I always think. The remaining cloud over the east of England will move away into the North Sea today. Central areas will start dry and bright with sunny periods in many parts. However, northern and western areas are going to have showers, which may well get heavy at times. It's going to be cooler than yesterday everywhere, but still around normal in the brighter southeast. Northern Ireland, similarly showery and breezy along northern and western coasts. Around 22 Celsius, 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
FM into the 90s.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper. There's a story of an actor who had died while drinking. Was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. Inside, does she see me? No, she does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral, I am thinking of your voice.
Non-stop music, Radio 1 FM.
Simon Leo, come on, get up and get on your way.
Right, well, it's Thursday, 30th of August. Yes, it is. And before 8 o'clock, some of those very exciting A to Zs. Yes, they're topical and they're almost on their way out. Your sporting shorts, lots of oldies by Baldies. And Deacon Blue, Sinead O'Connor, Phil Collins, London Beat DNA, The Christians and Janet Jackson. Rod?
In the news, Saddam says he's staying in Kuwait. He's been on American TV to say so. No sign of Britain's leading Baghdad. An asthmatic wins a historic ruling on passive smoking, plus the sex life of moths. Why it's so fiery, just like Jackie's.
Really?
A low of 14, that's 57, and a high of 21, that's 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Got the weather in geographic lovely sweaty detail for you, plus, of course, all the latest travel news, all coming up after another Balding Beauty Sings. This is Errol's Smooth Skull Brown and Hot Chocolate.
You're quite right.
Every oldie by a Baldy on one end.
Started with a kiss. The back row of the plan.
Every oldie by a Baldy today, because it is Baldy's beautiful day. Be proud. of your pate. 1FM at 7:13, Rod's headline news.
Thank you, Simon. Saddam Hussein has given an American TV interview to deny the Gulf crisis is his fault. There's no chance of his armies leaving Kuwait, and he won't release all the hostages. Saddam also told CBS anchorman Dan Rather a war in the Gulf wouldn't be his fault.
Mr. Bush is called upon now to say to the Americans that he doesn't want war to erupt, in which case we will not have a war.
There's no sign that Western women and children are about to leave Iraq, as Saddam has promised. Red tape is still holding things up, though both British and Iraqi airliners are on standby to fly them home. And one other Gulf headline, Mrs. Thatcher decides today whether to recall Parliament to discuss the crisis. The word is she could decide on a debate at the end of next week. That's what Neil Kinnock wants. 1FM, headline news in tune with the Gulf crisis at 7:14.
Simon Mayo, start your day with the breakfast show.
Every oldie by a boldie on 1FM.
Studio from No Jacket Required, 22.5 minutes to 8 o'clock. And Siobhan Lennon, there's a good name. Siobhan Lennon from Chesterfield has had all of her hair shaved off this week for the Ashgate Hospice, and she raised £1,500 for Lynn and the girls. So she gets us one of those and
one of those in one of the secret. Thank you very much indeed. Michaela Marshall from Burton on Trent wants to tell her husband Colin that he may be going more bald each day, but she loves him more and more the more his hair falls out. I'm going to start plucking mine out, I think. Jenny Barber from Bile wants to mention for her husband John they've been married for 1 week and she can't wait for him to go bald. Is it like a symbol of potency then or something?
Yes, yeah, is it, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that right? Something going on with the hormones anyway, as we said. If our time checks are slightly out today, I have to tell you it's not our fault. It's because the pulsar in the constellation of Vela has gone on the blink. Did you know that?
Not again.
Yeah, I know. This pulsar gives out a blip. Right, it spins so regularly that it gains or loses only a second once every 3 million years. This is all true. Do you find that incredible?
I find that incredible.
Anyway, it suddenly started going wonky and it's speeding up or something. But this pulsar thing, 5,000 years ago, exploded into a supernova, as one does, and it collapsed under its own weight. It shrank to the size of Greater London and became so dense... It got elected mayor. No. It became so dense that a fragment the size of a sugar cube, let's all make the sign of a sugar cube, would weigh more than 20 million tons.
No.
It's true, look, it's true. It was the size of a sugar cube, that big, and it weighed 20 million tons.
Of the tree in 1985, and is there anything worse than a Clever Clog's breakfast announcer who just comes in and gets it right without thinking?
Sorry. A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no.
1985, so Simon Mayo got it right. Mind you, shook him, Ridgie, when he did. Paul Morrissey. Paul Morrissey is still living in Darlington. Thanks for the call. Shirley Jennings, Sean and Dave Russell from AC Major in Jersey. Yvonne Connell, Harry Bostock from Ashbourne. Yeah. Gwyn Price from St. Bride's Major. Ross McGinley from Portsmouth. Sean Ginelli and Mick Wade and David Shepherd. And Mark Greetham. Julie Gallier from Wolverhampton. David Clark from Maidstone. Free Will's Motorcycles. Alpha Graphics. Yeah. Well done, Andy and Andy and Martin. EMI Records. The girlies at the switchboard have turned up for work again. Brian Lee, Etchells and Partners. Terry Crew, Mitsubishi. And thank you to Gaskell Textiles. ARW Transformers. Try harder next week. Got it wrong. So did Kelso McCabe and Brown, the estate agents in Falkirk and Prudential Hoban. Sorry, guys. It was 1985 in part two.
biggest and the best radio station in the land brings you the biggest and the best roadshow with the biggest and the best crowd. I never thought in a million years when I stood on the stage in Weston-super-Mare on Monday and looked at the crowd, I never thought we'd beat it. And we've annihilated it. The crowd here today is massive. There is not a square inch of space. Dart about time. Need two people up here now. You, sir, with the Radio 1 FM t-shirt on. And a lady. You, madam, with a Smiley Marley t-shirt on. Make your way as fast as you can to the front of the stage. Oh, I'm tired out. We're dancing ourselves daft, aren't we? Dart about, of course, the game. If... Oh, thank you. I love your back. This, of course, is the game. But if you're listening outside of this massive audience and you're thinking perhaps you might come down... Oh, half-time! If you were thinking perhaps you might come down but you needed a little prompting, we have some massive prizes to give you if you're the first person down here. When your road is pinpointed, get down as quick as you can, bring some proof, and you could win any one of our magnificent prizes in case you thought... He's going to end up with a whole lot of stuff left over. Today, we're giving it all away! Yeah! What's your name?
Rachel Good.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Where from?
Nailsy.
From Nailsy? Yeah. She's all nervous and shaky. What's your name, sir?
Paul Jerry from Swaffham in Norfolk.
Nice to meet you, Paul. Who's going to throw first? Paul, you throw first. You throw first. There's an argument going on here. This is a very small map, so you've got to try and pinpoint a street. Hope you're good. Off you go. Look at that. Do you live on Trenance Avenue? Trenance Avenue. If you're in the crowd, you are disqualified. Bring some proof, get down here as fast as you can, pick up some prizes, make yourself known to Kath at the back, come and say hello to some of your mates on the radio. Off you go, your turn now. Oh, look at this! Great shot! That is... Oh my goodness, there's all... Yeah, just by Tunnels Through Time, on the back of Tunnels Through Time, it was of course Mount Wise. If you're listening on Mount Wise, get down as fast as you possibly can, some magnificent prizes could be yours!
Sound of the future. Gary Day Davis.
You did me kind, sweet destiny. Carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I was. To me, right through the night.
Vision of Love, which I'll play especially for Lynn Gray from Turing, who wrote in asking if we could preempt her press announcements to relatives on the 2nd of September, because she's happy to announce her engagement to Chris Fletcher, a South Queensferry in Edinburgh. You probably know him on telly there because he's a TV news reporter. Best wishes to you, Lynn, and to you as well, Chris, from the whole of the Bit in the Middle team. Sounds very grand there, doesn't it? The whole of the Bit in the Middle team. There's only three of us. Ted, and me, and Zowie. Listen, next week on the Bit in the Middle, we have a competition with a difference. I think this could really appeal to you. How would you and a guest like an afternoon watching polo at the famous Guards Polo Club, OKR, at Smith's Lawn in Windsor Great Park, followed by an open-air concert performance by the brilliant Gypsy Kings, and a firework display? Well, the date is Sunday, the 16th of September, and if you can get yourself down to the Windsor area, then there will be five double tickets up for grabs. These invitations include your entrance, car parking as well, food and drink vouchers as well. So we're talking about seriously good tickets. So it's a competition that we're going to do on the Bit in the Middle next week, and a chance for you to watch an afternoon of polo at the famous Guards Polo Club in Windsor Great Park, followed by an open-air concert performance by the Gypsy Kings and a firework display. Listen to the Bit in the Middle next week.
Center of the radio universe. Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Number one station, BBC Radio 1 FM.
Oh, bless you, love you, squeeze you. Let me touch you, let me touch you. Thank you, Gary. Tune.
afternoon. How are you doing today? Today is... what is it? Thursday, the 30th of August, 1990. It's coming up on 5 minutes after three. There's Quarter Flash. And please say hello to Graham and Martin and Happening Boy and Diane and Mikey and Richard and Julian and Diamond Geezer and Nikki today. Let's hear it for the boys, boys. I'm almost professional sometimes.
C'est right dans l'afternoon, the premier show de le monde.
So I hope you're okay today.
My mummy says that if you watch the television that you'll get square eyes, but if you listen to Steve Wright in the afternoon on the radio, it's... that you get triangular ears, just like Mr. Spock.
6 minutes after three, the latest from the Road Show with Phil Schofield later, the latest from the golf and the athletics and the Edinburgh Festival. Plus your faxes and your calls, environment news, Diamond Geezer's Mr. Spoons, Mick, Keith and Bill, man. Sid the manager is back today, yes, 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 and Grizzler and Rudy and the posse on spanking trees and baldness.
Steve Wright in the afternoon, slicker than a gob full of snot.
Please.
What time is love? What time is love? What time is love? What time is love?
From the Road Show. We'll have Phil Schofield's location game later on, whatever you want to call it. We'll talk about baldness, especially if you're going bald. This is my favourite at the moment.
Good afternoonings. Today, Steve Wright in the afternoonings will feature the effortless talent of Klaus von Stimpel on the Hohndale electronic organ. And he will play for you such classics as...
aloft in tires. And great pieces by the American legend prince, such as Purple Rainings. And Guitar Monsters rave hit by Eric Clapton, Lilas. But not to be forgetting Ozzy Beat Music star Kindly Minologue with I Should So Lucky Be. Everybody welcome this afternoonings and every afternoonings with Steve Wright.
True Stories 1990.
We are rolling with a true story. Out.
Savage headhunters are making a killing these days by selling exotic rugs woven out of human hair to well-heeled collectors. The creepy carpets are the latest decorating trend in the world's most stylish homes. They're marvelous, gushes Francois Q. Hoot, an interior decorator and trader of the rugs. They're the hottest thing from New York to Paris. You walk on them and you just tingle all over. The rugs have been woven for thousands of years by headhunters in Borneo. The hair used is from members of rival tribes who are killed in battle.
True Stories 1990.
From 97 to 99, there is still only one FM.
We're hotter than ever. Loudest on the dial. One FM.
Here's a great oldie from Doris Day. Move Over Darling on One FM.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise anymore. 'Cause you fooled me before. I'm all in a spin.
Move over, darling.
About to give in.
That's the summer hotline. 071-637-4343. And Nikki is taking your calls today, so say hello to Nikki when you get through. It's a lady. Fax us on 071-636-24762. Vote for today's Mr. Spoons and
Diamond Geezer. Get serious. Talk about a guy who makes you delirious. The man on the bus with a reckless stare. Tap him on the forehead. Nothing there.
Be careful, we're handling near a naked flame.
Anything else?
If affected, do not drive or operate machinery.
Right then.
More
More people listen to Steve Wright in the Afternoon than all the other radio stations combined. If we were commercial radio, we'd be the most expensive you could buy. But we're not. We're commercial free. Radio 1
FM. The headlines again. No criminal charges are to be brought over the Hillsborough disaster.
Iraq has threatened to attack Israel if there's fighting in the Gulf.
And the main story tonight, freed hostage Brian Keenan has described his ordeal in captivity as a slide into the bowels of despair. He said he'd seen John McCarthy but had no news of Terry Waite.
We'll see you 5:30 tomorrow. Mark's next.
News 90. The beat goes on. He's the man who's got the best music.
Get that voice in shape.
Hello, how you doing? Just got on 6 o'clock Thursday night. Interesting to hear News 90's critic describe the prefab album as not very good. Mind you, he was the guy who described Jeff Lynne as an unknown quantity. So, here we go. Here comes our music jam for Sharon Sinclair in Meadow Place in Crieff and Joanne Southern in Bolton, plus Louise Carey and Anna Tuggy and Joanne Gavin and Nicola Childs and Sarah Salmon, Michelle Draper and Claire Sullivan. What do they want? They want, and they're going to get wet, wet, wet. Plus we have Sydney Youngblood and The Who coming up. BBC.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. A big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. What we all
talking about my generation.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. Cause we could get around. Things ain't too awful cold. Might die before I get old.
Radio 1.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
in on 071-637-4343.
Who suggested that Elton John should stay at a Chicago rehab hospital? Answers to that one being Rod Stewart. That's what the papers revealed today anyway. Question two, what's the best thing to do if your neighbours play loud rock music? This is a bizarre thing. I wouldn't advise trying this, although they were strenuously advising you to do so in the press and also on Newsbeat at lunchtime today. If your neighbours play loud rock music late at night and they really, really annoy you by doing so, you've got to go out and buy some Des O'Connor and Max Bygraves records and whack them up at high level, because apparently if your neighbours really give you a lot of jip, they won't like it when you play Max Bygraves back. I'm not surprised. Question three, who spent money saving lobsters? This is almost definitely not a true story, but the answer is Paul and Linda McCartney, who, this is so strange, are alleged to buy live lobsters from restaurants and put them back in the sea. I think somebody was short of a bit of space in the column in the newspaper. Anyway, Laura and Mike Whitting live in Albany Park in Rochdale in Lancs, and they were the first correct callers through with all three questions right, so you get the New Kids on the Block step-by-step video. Well done. Well done. Oh dear, the reason I told that story was because Sue's put a dat in the program. I can't work the dat machine. Oh, good. Where did that noise come from? That wasn't me. I've lost it completely now. I'm all over the place. Sue said, you shouldn't say that stuff on the radio. We're both single, you know. Is no one going to bother now?
I haven't even marked up this letter. I've been frantically trying to figure out how the DAT works. I haven't even marked this up now. I'm going to have to read the whole thing. Oh, dear. It's come from Claire Berry, who's in St. Helens in Merseyside. Why has it fallen apart tonight? It's been such a busy week. In keeping with your recycle theme, I'm writing this on the back of one of my French oral practice sheets, which I won't be needing anymore as I finish my GCSEs. Yippee! And there it is, on the back. You must say who you are and what is wrong, express sympathy and offer help. What's this for? Situation. You're staying with a French family, the Merles. One afternoon, you are alone in the house and the phone rings. It is Monsieur Merle. And he will start the conversation. Essential information. Jean-Marie, your pen friend, is at the library and will be home at 6 o'clock. What a load of old tosh. How's that going to help you? Anyway, she says, you are my last hope. You must please, please help me. I'm a big fan of the River City People, but can you tell me if Siobhan Mayer used to do the links between the children's programmes on BBC One a few summers ago? Yes, yes, she did. In fact, I work with her a little bit. I'm convinced she did, but no one I ask can remember. So definitely, yes, without a shadow of a doubt, it was Siobhan and she was on BBC One. But now she's taken up an extremely successful singing career. Now, normally I would have marked up the rest of this, but I would read it anyway. It could be a load of rubbish. I'm convinced she did, but no one I can remember. Because could you please tell me one way or the other and play Waterfall by Paul McCartney for me? If you play my request, I will have succeeded in getting my request to you first, before my friend Lindsay's went to Simon Mayo. Oh, he never reads them out. A million thank yous to the most gorgeous and talented... Oh, we'll stop there, I think. It's a bit creepy now.
Well, howdy to all of you. And a special howdy to Pinky, Scott, Leslie, Melissa, the pig, Karen, Helen and John, who are celebrating my birthday in a nearby wine bar. Typical, really. Tonight, cow's in session. As for birthdays, well, life just bounces. Just bounces. A neat start to the programme, but a terribly crummy introduction for me, for which I apologise, but you've got to say something after all.
With your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. It is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a change.
Thank you for all your dedications for tonight's show. Every single piece of music, 99% anyway, chosen by yourselves. And that was especially for she who might euphemistically be called Hazel. The messages, where were you? Thanks once again for all the letters that came in. If you want to suggest another theme night, possibly an acronymic one, or whatever, we've had SDP, we've had BBC, what can we have next? Nicky Campbell, BBC Radio 1, London W1A4WW.
1FM. Bob Harris.
It's Bob Harris, Radio 1FM. I must say, you certainly from the letters that I get anyway, you seem to like the guitar pickers. We had Kevin Brown in the studio last night. He played beautifully for us, and I've had a lot of requests asking for something by Bert Jansch. So here he comes.
sound of the future starts here in the center of your dial. 1FM in the 90s.
AirCheckDownloads.com.